is the author of the book, The Businessman First, Remembering Henry G. Parks Jr., Capturing the Life of a Businessman Who Was African-American, a Biography. And Maurice, thanks so much for joining us here today. I'm curious, Henry Parks, and you and I were talking a little off air about him and the remarkable things he did. How did you learn about him?
Well, Henry and I were very close friends, and first of all, let me say good morning to you and Cindy, but Henry and I were very close friends. It was 30 years difference in Henry's age and my age, and we became very close friends, and he was a mentor to me throughout his life, and as I was starting my career, he was sunsetting his career, and during the process, we had started to write together this biography of his life, and unknowing to him, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and subsequently died. But before he died, I promised him that I would continue writing this book, and he shared all of his materials and transferred them to me into a personal collection. And I just continued the promise, and the result is his book, Businessman First.
And the things that Henry Parks had to go through, obviously a businessman before, during the civil rights movement. You mentioned he was a civil rights leader as well, helping people get into the involvement, starting their own business, giving them even more freedom, it seems like, from that standpoint. When did you know that this was worthy of being a novel, as you're talking to Henry Parks over the years, saying, look, these stories got to be known by everybody?
Well, because Henry was the first African-American to issue stock publicly on the New York Stock Exchange, and he started this business in 1951, and during that time in American history, the country was going through a lot of racial strife, and he had already had difficulties getting his vision and his dream for opening this business off the ground. When the Ku Klux Klan burned down his refrigeration plant that was fully stocked with his product. And so rather than becoming very negative about it, which a number of people would have done, he just reversed his market instead of serving the southern states as he had intended, because southern people at that time ate more heartily than people in the north because they were doing more laborious types of work. And so he just reversed his market and just went from Virginia, Washington, Baltimore, New York, New Jersey, Delaware, all the way up to Boston. And I just thought it was such an amazing and ingenious thing that this man did to overcome oppression, to overcome racism, to overcome setbacks, to continue with his dream and move it forward to the level of becoming one of the wealthiest African-Americans of his time.
We're speaking with Maurice Dorsey here on the WEOL Morning Show, the author of Businessman First, Remembering Henry G. Parks. And for those who don't know, Parks was big, obviously, in the sausage industry. In fact, in the 1970s, he came up with that wonderful tagline, the "More Parks Sausage, Mom, Please." Did you ever get the chance to talk to him about that that motto, where that came from?
Well, yes, Henry believed in hiring experts who were talented in their field of work. So he had hired an advertising agency in Baltimore, Leon Schaefer Golnick. They came up with the ad, and the original ad was "More Parks Sausages, Mom," and he was advertising to young children. He wasn't advertising necessarily to the mothers and the fathers who were going to pay for the product. He was advertising to the children who were listening to this jingle, and that ad was actually given by a young child, a 7-year-old boy who worked in a radio station, the son of one of the radio announcers. So the children heard that, and as a result, when they sat at the breakfast table, they repeated it, and they said, "More Parks sausages, Mom." And the consumer groups at that time, the female consumer groups, wanted Henry to change the ad so that the ad would have the word "please," because the mothers wanted their children to say, "More Parks sausages, Mom, please." So approximately 2 years later, the ad went from "More Parks sausages, Mom" to "More Parks sausages, Mom, please," because the female consumer groups wanted that. And it was with that ad it integrated his market, because during the 1950s he was marketing this product principally to the African-American segregated communities. But with this ad and it then appearing in grocery stores and grocery chains, and in that Henry did not market his race, he marketed his product, then 70% of his sales came from the white community, but they didn't know that he was a black-owned company.
Wow.
I thought that was rather ingenious.
That is. It's fascinating stories here you've got in this book, Businessman First. Again, remembering Henry G. Parks and the story of his life and the hardships he went through. And Maurice, before we let you go, I want to ask you, as people are reading this, what do you hope they take from this book about Henry?
Well, what I want the reader to know mostly is that regardless of the oppression, the situation you're in, whether it's a women's rights issue, a race issue, a physically handicapped issue, a LGBT issue, through adversity, through setbacks, through hardships, you can thrive, you can succeed, you can be a benefit to your neighborhood, your communities, and you can contribute. And one of the things that Henry did as a result of having this success is he was very active with the NAACP, the Urban League, his fraternity, the Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity, and the United Negro College Fund. So in addition to making profits and growing his business, he also gave back to the community. So I want the reader to know that they, too, can achieve and they can accomplish and they can contribute to the betterment of their neighborhoods and their communities.
Well, Maurice, thank you very much. I had the opportunity to thumb through this book. It really is a fun read and a good read, I think, for the people out there to pick up. Where can they pick up your book if they'd like to?
Well, from two locations easily. One is my publisher, Ex Libris, and they're at and my website is www.mauricewdorsey.com, which you can purchase it online there, and you can get it from Amazon.com, and it comes in the electronic copy, paperback copy, and hardback copy. And if they want to get in contact with me directly to have an autographed copy, it's available to them that way as well.
All right. Thanks so much for your time here, Maurice. I know you're a busy man. We appreciate you coming on the WEOL Morning Show.
Thank you, Matt and Cindy.
That is Maurice Dorsey. He's the author of Businessman First. You can pick that book up, as Maurice said, at his website. Check it out. It really is a fascinating read.